John? Oh, yeah.
Outside of an old train station in southwestern Virginia, Teresa Gardner and Paula Hill Mead are seeing patients.
What we're doing now is kind of reviewing a couple patients that came in this morning. And one, the gentleman, he has been in the recent coal mining layoffs.
That's Gardner, executive director of the Health Wagon, a mobile health unit that provides primary care to underserved Appalachian populations.
We're down to less than 100 coal mining jobs in Wise County. The coal mining industry has just been devastated. There used to be thousands of jobs in the area, and now it's reduced to less than 100.
Gardner said one family she'd seen that day had been able to get insurance through the Affordable Care Act, but that it was costing them more than $1,000 a month.
They were wanting to get established with us because they knew that they would not be able to continue affording that.
Paula Hill Mead is the clinical director of the Health Wagon. She said when they first started, they almost exclusively saw people without insurance.
But now we're seeing a lot of people with high co-deductibles that some $3,000-$4,000. So it's really catastrophic insurance because even the time you pay out $3,000-$4,000.
In 2013, the latest year for which data is available, the Health Wagon assisted more than 11,000 patients in 11 Southwest Virginia sites. These are often really sick people who either don't have insurance at all or can't afford the insurance they have.
There's not a day that goes by that patients' lives are not saved here in the clinic on a daily basis. We get them, they're train wrecks of patients. They came in with like more bunches of comorbid conditions.
Like diabetes, obesity, heart disease, or lung disease. One of those people is a young woman named Mary. We withheld her last name to protect her privacy. Like almost a million other Virginia residents, she doesn't currently have insurance, although she says she should get it in the next couple of months. She started using the Health Wagon about 6 months ago.
They've really helped me try to get my diabetes under control, which I wasn't aware that I had it, so I really don't know where I would be at in the last 6 months as far as health-wise. Probably in a lot worse shape than I am now.
The Health Wagon asks for a $10 donation from patients, if they have it. But services are usually offered for free. One of the reasons they are able to provide these services at a free or reduced cost to clients like Mary is that they closely collaborate with universities and organizations around the country, such as the University of Virginia Health System and the Virginia Healthcare Foundation. But also,
we are nurse practitioners, we are nurse managed, we work with schools throughout the nation, we work with pharmacy students, we work with physical therapy students, we work any way we can to try to develop collaboration to get our patients the best of care. So it's just not free care, it's quality care.
Again, that's Paula Hill Mead, the clinical director for the Health Wagon. She said they take a holistic, multidisciplinary approach to healthcare. Partnerships with labs, pharmacy schools, and universities allow them to provide specialty consults through telemedicine services and tests at free or reduced cost. The vast majority of the population that uses their services are working poor adults. Most of the children in the area qualify for Medicaid. Teresa Gardner explains another reason for the Health Wagon's aim to offer services for free or at reduced costs.
Trying to address these, you know, healthcare disparities because we have higher rates of about every disease process, and we have higher rates of diabetes, we have higher rates of mental illness, suicide, we have higher.
According to the Health Wagon website, compared with the rest of Virginia, Health Wagon clients are 21% more likely to die from diseases of the heart, are 14% more likely to die from diabetes, are 40% more likely to die from unintentional injuries, and are 50% more likely to die from suicide.
You know, the economy is just really kind of devastated here. I've been here in this clinic for 23 years, and I have never seen it this dire for these patients. They have to make daily choices between, you know, eating and paying electricity bill or, you know, medications and so forth like that. We see that on a daily basis. And unfortunately, people die without, you know, health care access because of the economic factors that are, you know, that play into that.
This year, in part due to the coal mining layoffs, they've had a wait list for services. The Health Wagon just added a new nurse practitioner to try and meet the demand. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, with support from the Benedum Foundation.